Good morning, this is The Takeaway, and I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. We're going to check in now with Stephen Lee Myers of The New York Times. He's traveling with President Bush, who is in Thailand all day today, meeting with that country's prime minister. But the White House has released a statement, and apparently before the president leaves for Beijing tomorrow, where he will attend the Olympics, he'll deliver a sharp rebuke to China's leadership for suppression of freedom. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
What do you think of the timing of the release of these remarks at this point?
All along, the White House had planned to have have the president make a major statement on the future of relations, U.S. relations in Asia. So this was always planned to be part of the agenda on this trip, and I think they decided to do it in Thailand tomorrow. Before he actually goes to Beijing, where he said many times the purpose of his visit is sports, not politics. So I think they decided to make this speech in Thailand. What they did tonight was they released a version of it, essentially his remarks prepared for delivery tomorrow morning, so that we would get a sense of what he was going to say, perhaps also to create a little bit of a buffer zone in the coverage before he actually gets to Beijing.
Now, in your dispatch that's on NewYorkTimes.com, you suggest that a decision was made at the White House not to do a bring-down-this-wall sort of Reagan-style speech and that this is something softer. What sorts of statements is the president going to say based on the information you have?
Once the president decided to go to Beijing, a lot of people in Congress especially and also activists for various causes, whether it was Tibet or religious freedom or so forth, they called on the president repeatedly to make some sort of major address there in Beijing. In other words, to use the Olympic event to make a point about repression, about the religious freedoms, about political dissent, about the question of Tibet and Taiwan and so forth, all the various issues that divide the United States and China. The White House opted not to do that. They said that wasn't an appropriate use of the sporting event as a venue, as an opportunity to criticize the Chinese government that's hosting them. On the contrary, the president said again today in Seoul this morning that he's going because he wants to show respect for the Chinese people at this very important moment when they should be proud of their accomplishments and the hosting of the games. At the same time, he says he always brings up the issues that divide them because he does have this respectful, frank relationship with the Chinese leadership.
And Stephen, does the president have any scheduled press availability during his time in Beijing?
As far as I know, at this point, he does not. I can't expect that we won't hear from him. As far as we know, he's going to go to church on Sunday, and he may make a statement there. But at this point, we don't know. We don't expect there to be any sort of formal press briefing or a major speech, as I said.
Well, you're on your way to cover the president's visit to Thailand today. It sounds as though on this entire Asian trip, press access has been very, very guarded, and they're going to be very concerned about the image to the Chinese leadership when the president finally does arrive in Beijing. Stephen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Stephen Lee Myers is on the White House bus traveling with the president for our partners, The New York Times.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.